with Johnstown Garden Centre, home of expert garden advice. JohnstownGardenCentre.ie.
And we say a very good morning to Jim Clark. Hello, Jim. How are you today?
Morning, John. Grand, thanks. Grand. Good form.
I think that warm weather has really seen a big influx of growth, has it?
Oh, huge, yeah. The last sort of week or 10 days, everything has just bumped up out of the ground. Everything's looking very lush at the moment, yeah. It's a lovely time of the year. Good few weeks later than usual, has to be said, this year. Very cold in May, but really catching up. Everything's on schedule again now. Okay. A few trees are still late to get their leaves. Trees that maybe from tropical areas, things like ginkgo and paulownia and a few unusual trees like that that are not from this part of the world are struggling to get their leaves out, but they're coming.
Yeah.
They're all right and they're coming late.
I suppose there is expectation of a little bit of rain coming down the tracks as well, which will even help it further, and especially with the recovery period. And temperatures now up hovering around the 20s and early 20s as well.
Yeah, yeah. Good drop of rain night before last, I think, yeah. And you could see a huge difference already the next morning, just the difference the rain made.
Okay.
So it's all good.
Right, yeah, now, good. There's lots of questions coming in. So before we go to those, let's just take a look at the present climate. So it's the 17th of June, the stuff that needs to be done in the garden. What type of stuff should you be just concentrating on now to get through the next couple of months?
Yeah, you have to really concentrate on the weeds at the moment. They're all shooting up very fast and starting to flower. And there's an old saying that if you have 1 year's weeds, you have 7 years weeding. So if you let the weeds go to flower and seed, you'll have enough seeds in the ground to keep you weeding for the next 7 years.
Yeah.
So get them before the flowers go off on them. So even if you just cut the tops off, just do something. Don't let them go to seed or you'll increase the problem many, many times. Grasses as well, in your borders, you'll see grass seed heads popping up now as well. If you can pull them out, if you don't want them there, just try and get them before they go to seed. Or if you leave it for another week or two, there'll be seeds shooting everywhere.
Okay.
Probably be worse.
So the most important thing is get those weeds out, get them sorted and everything else.
Yeah.
And that leads nicely onto a question regarding weeds that are coming through patio slabs. This was touched on with Yvonne a couple of weeks ago back, but it seems to, as a result of maybe the growth, the weeds are beginning to come through and now everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, they will come up everywhere and anywhere. Like seeds blow in the air and they're carried on feet and dog hair and birds, droppings and everything. There'll be seeds everywhere. So any little opportunity a weed has to grow, it'll grow in the smallest little crack. How to deal with them on the patio? You can use a strimmer if you have one to strim them off. You can get down the hands and knees with an old knife and just scrape them out. You can spray them, but what spraying does, they'll turn brown, it'll look even worse.
Yes.
And you still have to scrape out the dead ones. So, not a great solution, really. So, try and physically remove them, really.
You can get one of these tools that fit between the cracks of the slabs, isn't it?
Like a brush, and it has a spike on one end. And that's very good as well. It's a wire brush, and that'll really rip them out of it as well.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, keep those questions coming. 0833 97 97 97. As always, the Green Room, thanks to Johnstown Garden Centre, and it's Jim with us today, Jim Clark. So come on board with us, send us those questions for Jim, and we'll get to those. Deirdre has a number of hostas that she needs to divide. Any advice on when, how to do this?
Okay, the ideal time is in the spring, just when they're coming up, about 4 weeks ago, but you can actually still do it now if you have to. They're a very dense clump of root and lots of what are called noses in it. Every little shoot that's coming up out of it can be a separate plant. You could lift a clump now and chop it up with a spade or an old knife to cut through it, make three or four clumps out of it, replant again straight away, and then buckets of water to keep it really well watered until it takes off again. it's not the ideal time, but about 4 or 5 weeks ago would have been better when the plants were smaller.
Yeah. Okay, let's turn our attentions to ants in their pants. The good old ants around the garden. This came in about a week or two ago back as well, but it's back in as from a different person. It seems to, again, this is probably down to the warm weather has just brought on the ants everywhere, hasn't it?
Yeah, and there's ants, was it World Ant Day? Nearly. There, when you see all the flying ants, it could be coming up soon, the ants... swarm, if you like, come up out of the ground and get wings and fly.
Yeah.
So you'll see a lot more of them when that happens. But they're harmless when they're like that. But if they're in around your patio, they'll always be around where there's sand under paving, and they like real dry, sandy ground.
Yes.
Under stones or that, where anywhere it's very dry.
I'm experiencing that myself, Jim, in our own patio. We've always had them for the last couple of years. And, of course, we've laid our patio on sand, so subsequently. And then what happens is where the old grouting used to be, or it's probably there 10 or 15 years, it's beginning to come through those cracks as well.
Yeah. They're pretty harmless, really, except, you know, if you're sitting on the ground where they are or something like that, generally you can leave them alone. If they're becoming a nuisance, there are lots of ant powders and ant little bait traps you can put down. The idea with those is that they come and feed at the bait station, and they carry the food down into the nest, and it kills the nest.
Right.
If they're just really annoying, but generally speaking, that they'll be all over the garden in different places, and they're harmless. They don't do any harm to anything.
That's a sneaky way of doing it, isn't it? Just to feed them as if you're feeding them, and they're thinking they're getting a big dinner, and they're not.
Yeah, they bring it down then, and it kills off the nest.
Okay, right. Could you ask Jim about a willow tree roots that over ESB line and other around the sewage, the safety issues getting rid of these and the roots? Can you help out, Sandra?
Yeah, willow is a no-no really anywhere near septic tanks and pipework and drainage systems, because willow loves water. And it will root everywhere through the water, and if it gets into a pipe, the roots will fill the pipe and block it. So you really must keep them well away, like you're talking about 60, 80 feet away from any drainage area. If they're there, you probably have to replace the pipes, to be honest. If they've got into the pipework, you may take the tree out, and the roots, it won't sprout that much from the roots, generally speaking, but you may get little suckers coming up from it. You just have to keep cutting them off. But it's a no-no, really. Nowhere near water pipes or drainage, open percolation areas. A different matter near electricity wires, obviously. The willow grows very fast and very big, and also don't put them under wires.
Okay.
One of the worst.
Okay. Let's move swiftly on then to Anne's query. Anne wants to try to keep the dogs off her lawn and the beds particularly. Well, not off the lawn, off the flower beds near the lawn, she says. Is there anything that you can do to kind of off-put them, or do I have to block off the area? Can you help out with this?
Yeah, really you have to block off the area because the dog won't understand what's going on in your flower bed.
Yeah.
And it's his territory as much as yours. Well, he thinks it's his territory, and he'll just go wherever he likes. Products like pepper dust and things like that, putting them down, they're more of a training aid for a puppy that, you know, if a puppy would go there and it'll make him sneeze, or it'll irritate his nose, and he'll eventually learn not to go there. But you have to keep putting it out day after day so that eventually they get the message, this area is not good. Some dogs in gardens have electric collar, you know, with a wire around the garden, you can wire the beds as well.
Yeah.
So they get a little zap if they're going on that area.
Yeah, it works, yeah. Yeah.
Really, it's training the dog is the only way. There's no unless you have a physical net over it, which isn't attractive.
No, that defeats the purpose. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, good. Some good information there, some good tips. Anne was on about a peony rose, that is about to flower, but something seems to be eating the bud. It's about 2 inches wide, but has a lot of damage around it. Any ideas?
Most likely a snail, I would think.
Snails are out this time of the year too as well.
But they are. And especially after rainy evenings. Most likely them. I'd put some slug pellets down. All slug pellets now are organic and harmless to birds. It's not permitted to sell the deadly ones anymore.
Okay.
So you need to have no qualms about that. The snail is not poisoned. It just, the pellet kills the snail's appetite, so they stop feeding.
Yeah.
And they just fade away. They lose their appetite, and so when they're not eating, then they just die away.
Okay.
So a dead one is no harm. If a bird eats a dead one, it's fine as well. There's no poison in it whatsoever.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to moss. Ah, good old moss. Moss always seems to appear, but moss shouldn't be too prevalent around this time of the year, surely.
There's a lot of it still because May was cold, and it's in the lawn still. It was a huge problem over the winter, and the moss killers nowadays are based on more bacteria that need a warm temperature. The soil temperature needs to be above 12, which we haven't had really until pretty recently. Things like Mobacter, and it's a bacteria that eats the moss, and so the moss doesn't go black and doesn't need to be raked out. It just, this thing eats the moss and disappears.
Yeah.
And it's the best moss control by far. But moss will always come back because of our climate. So you can get rid of the moss that's there now.
Yeah.
But next year it will be back. So there's no preventative for moss.
I find in our house, like, one part of the back garden is brilliant. It's kind of south-facing, southwest-facing. It's in a great location. The front of the garden is the opposite, and that's where all the moss seems to be, because it's mostly in shade. And then during those months, with the moisture and everything, it kind of builds up in that context as well. Is there a way of... Can you get rid of moss now, this time of the year, or do you have to wait? And for the people who have the problem with the gardens now, can they still plant seed and hopefully it'll grow between July, August and September?
Yeah, absolutely, there could be like thick blankets of moss in your lawn, and then it's better to get rid of that now. While the soil is warm, this thing will work very well, and it'll reduce that without you having to rake out the dead moss or anything. So I would definitely treat now. If you end up with bare spots, it's a good time also to sow grass seed, to sprinkle some seed, and to be up in about 10 days, bringing that area up again, and the grass then will crowd out the moss. Always leave your grass a little bit longer in the winter time as well. If your grass is kept cut too short, the moss has a chance to take over, really. So if you leave your grass longer, say from about mid-September onwards, maybe an inch longer than you would usually, leave it that bit longer over the winter, the moss doesn't have as good a chance to take over.
Okay, good one there. And let's turn our attentions to tufts of grass in the middle of the lawn from a Newbridge listener. How do we get rid of the tufts? What's tufts? What's definition of tufts of grass?
Tufts of grass. Now, it could be that there's a dog in the house and the dog is urinating on the lawn, and the dog's urine is full of fertilizer, which is making that grass grow better and greener than the rest of the lawn. That could be an issue. If that is the problem, there's a thing called dog rocks, R-O-C-K-S, and they're like stones, and you can buy them in a pet supply place, and you put them in the dog's water, and it neutralizes the acidity of the urine, so it doesn't burn the grass, and you won't get these big patches again, and it's totally harmless to the dog. It just the dog drinks it with the water, and it just neutralizes everything. The other type of grass you can get is, it could be just a different species of grass that's growing and spreading in the lawn, and it's a different color or is a different height to the rest of the grass. Nothing you can do about that there, except just keep mowing it. Mowing will suppress it a bit, but grass lawns are made up of maybe 10-15 different types of grass, and sometimes one will dominate and one
Yeah.
But there's no chemical control you can use that'll distinguish one type of grass from another.
Yeah. Okay, now, this is one for you, so you have to bear with me. And thanks, Bridget, for going to the details of sending us in some photos. So, Jim, you're going to have to bear with me while I describe.
Right.
First of all, we'll go through the question, and then I'll describe what the photo is. I have a question about my golden chain tree. I bought it 2 months ago. It is planted in a pot in full sun. At the beginning of it, it was very nice, very beautiful, but now suddenly it seems to have lost a little bit, a bit of its quality. I use multi-purpose compost. She sent in three different photographs of it, of one kind of where it looks a little bit brown and withered as well. And subsequently, my friend has the same tree for the last 2 years, and a month ago this has also changed beyond recognition, completely withered. This tree is embedded in the ground, and there are any help we could regarding this as well. That was picture 4 and 5. Okay, they're very similar actually, from two separate people regarding the same tree. So, golden chain tree. First of all, tell us a little bit about the golden chain tree.
Yeah, it's laburnum tree. It would be flowering now at the moment with yellow chains of flowers hanging from it. It's probably a bit big to keep in a pot, to be honest. It would be better in the ground, but they need a lot of water, and it could have got dry someday that would cause yellowing of the leaves and some browning and leaf drop. They would want a few gallons of water every day to keep a tree growing.
Will that bring it back a bit?
It will, yeah. Now, also, but she only bought it a few weeks ago, but the one that's in the ground for longer would have been affected by the spring frost in end of April, early May, which set a lot of trees back, and they had all just started to grow out, and all that growth was burnt off, and they had to start growing again. That could be some of those trees this year don't have many flowers because the frost affected them, or the growth is much later than usual. So they will recover, though, from that.
Yeah.
But just keep the water on at the moment. The ground is very dry. We haven't really had proper rain for a few weeks now.
Yeah. What was the product you mentioned, by the way, regarding moss? Was it Mobacter?
It's called Mobacter.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. Yeah, we've covered that. Mobacter is what it is. There's a couple of people who have just sent in a couple of other pictures. Guys, you need to do that in advance so I can get the photos to the, whether it's Jim or Yvonne, each week, and they can have a look at it in advance. No point in doing it now because they're not in studio with us. Could you tell me what this is, please? Okay, I have no idea because to me it looks like a plant. So, well, put it this way. Their daughter thinks it's a wisteria and I think it's a peony rose in Kilcullen.
Oh, so, huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
wisteria has very ferny leaves.
Yeah.
Silky almost appearance on them and just coming out now at the moment. Peony rose, a thick, dark, very dark green, reddish green leaves.
And what we'll do, Jim, is I'll WhatsApp it to your own phone, and what you can do is you can just answer it back what you think it is or whatever. We'll do both questions, and we'll do it after 12 o'clock today here on KFM. Okay, a couple of more quick questions. Let's just take a look. Back we go. Does a beech hedge sown last year need watering during the dry periods?
Yes, absolutely. If it's a long hedge, the handiest way to water it is a thing called a soak hose. And it's a perforated hose that you lay along the length of the hedge and just plug it in. Maybe once a week, just plug it onto your tap and the water will seep exactly just where you want it, just at the base of the stems into the ground. Seeps slowly, like leave it on for a few hours and only very small amounts of water will come in and gradually soak the ground. If you go out with a hose and just spray water, that's absolutely useless. You need to deeply soak the ground down to where the roots are, which is nearly a foot down.
Mm. Okay, is there such thing as a safe weed killer that is not going to have a knock-on effect for cats or dogs or animals around the household?
Vinegar is a type of weed killer.
Right.
You can use it as a weed killer. You can buy vinegar-based weed killers. They are absolutely harmless. It's just acetic acid, and it's like what you put in your chips, and it's absolutely no harm to them. So that's the safest one.
Okay, straightforward, simple enough on that one. One of my rose bushes has wild roses growing in between these roses. How did that come to happen?
every role is propagated by grafting the piece of the rose you want, say yep. whether it's red or yellow or whatever, onto a rootstock of a wild rose, because most of the roses don't produce good roots themselves. If you just take a rose cutting and plant it in the ground, it won't make a great strong root system. So every rose is grafted, and sometimes you get especially if you injure one of the roots by digging around it or something like that, it'll pop up a shoot that'll come up around the yep. old one. They need to be removed and follow the stem right down into the ground and pull it away. Don't just cut it or it'll grow back twice as strong. Yeah. You actually need to pull it off the root area, and that'll just leave, I mean, all the growth then will go into the proper rose.
Okay. Okay, there we go. And by the way, just a message back from Bridget, who was on about the golden chain tree, as she's described it herself. She just wanted to just clarify, yes, it was watered well, but now she believes that it probably was the frost that you mentioned, and thanks for the great advice.
We'll recover from that now.
We'll recover.
It's a warmer weather now.
That's okay. Okay, brilliant as always. Jim, thanks for joining us. It was a very busy programme and a very busy segment, and thanks to all the gang as always from Johnstown Garden Centre. Jim, enjoy the summer days.
Cheers, John. Cheers. See you in a couple of weeks again.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to that. That's Jim from Johnstown Garden Centre. And we remind you as well that if you want to get in touch with us on 0833 97 97 97, what I will do with those people who just sent in photographs, I will just forward them on to Jim, and he can come back with a reply. And as soon as we get the reply back from Jim, we'll mention to you after 12 o'clock here on KFM.
The Green Room with Johnstown Garden Centre, home of expert garden advice. JohnstownGardenCentre.ie.